Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon, and this is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chaleos. Mostly cloudy in downtown Salt Lake City right now, yes. Fog is still with us, or smog, whatever you want to call it, 36 degrees. KSL's top story this hour, it's not too late to get a white Christmas this year, and with a storm system on the way, a blanket of fresh snow is expected. KSL News Radio's Alessandra Harris has details.
There are two storm systems expected to hit starting this Saturday morning, one in the north and one in the south. The northern system will be dropping temperatures and may bring up to a foot of fresh powder in the mountains and a dusting of snow in the valleys. In addition to the snow, meteorologist with the National Weather Service, John Sakava, says it will also clear out our bad air.
With the weather system that moves through this weekend, that will definitely clear out any remaining inversions.
Alessandra Harris, KSL News Radio.
Downtown Salt Lake City and areas north of the city are dealing with nasty air again today. KSL-TV's Kara Bracken is checking the pollution maps around the country.
We are in the top 10 for many of U.S. cities for the worst air quality. The breakdown, we are talking Brigham City is number 2 of the top 10 of the worst cities. We've got Midvale on there. Those are in the unhealthy for sensitive groups area. This is according to IQ Air. And if you go down, you're also seeing some of the other cities that make that list. This is not a list that we want to see. The smog and inversion, it really has a big impact, and not only just for what we can see, but also for our health.
The Air Quality Network currently shows unhealthy air from West Jordan to Salt Lake City. Air is also unhealthy in Farmington, Layton, and Ogden. Utah County and South has the better air at the moment with moderate to good levels. These unseasonably warm temperatures have Utah wildlife officials a little more worried about people going ice fishing. KSL News Radio's Adam Small has more.
Most of the state parks around the Wasatch Front currently have little to no ice, but as it does start to develop more, wildlife officials want to make sure people don't put themselves in danger.
That can be detrimental if you're falling through when it's freezing temperatures outside, and then the water is also freezing.
Faith Eaton-Jolly with the Utah Division of Wildlife Resources says if you plan to go ice fishing, drill and measure the ice to make sure it's at least 4 inches thick in several spots around where you'll be. But if worse comes to worse, make sure you have an ice pick, rope, and another person with you if you do end up falling through. You can also check conditions ahead of time if you're going to a state park.
Just don't rush it, you know, don't force it. If it's not thick enough ice, just wait and go later.
Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories. The late Justice Sandra Day O'Connor was laid to rest today. She was the first woman to serve on the Supreme Court. The funeral service was held at the National Cathedral in Washington, D.C. Supreme Court Justice John Roberts spoke.
She had to fight cancer and Alzheimer's in public ways that helped others and that promoted dignity and respect. She had to speak and teach and inspire through the country and around the world about the necessity of judicial independence so our generation and the next would have a roadmap to safeguard it with all the gifts God has given us.
President Biden said that she was a leader, a trailblazer, a model, and a patriot.
How she embodied such attributes under such pressure and scrutiny helped empower generations of women in every part of American life, including the court itself, helping to open doors, secure freedom.
Her son, Jay, also delivered a eulogy. Other national stories KSL is following this hour. There is little hope that immigration and border policy deal will be reached by the end of the year, despite ongoing negotiations in the Senate. ABC News national correspondent Stephen Portnoy has the latest.
It was Majority Leader Chuck Schumer's hope that if he canceled a week of recess and locked both sides in a room, that a deal could be reached by Christmas. He acknowledges now that's not realistic.
Finding the middle ground is exceptionally hard, and both sides must accept that they will have to make concessions, and it's going to take some more time to get it done.
Both sides report progress in the talks, but sticking points remain. Republicans want new curbs to be placed on the administration's discretionary ability to let in immigrants from certain countries. Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
Hunter Biden is set to appear in court next month. ABC's Mark Remillard has more on that story.
President Biden's son Hunter set to be arraigned on 9 federal tax charges January 11th, according to the Central District of California's court website. He'll appear in a Los Angeles federal courthouse. This is after Hunter Biden was hit with new charges alleging he failed to pay $1.4 million in taxes between 2016 and 2020. Hunter Biden's attorney claims he's being targeted because of his last name and that the indictment includes, quote, no new evidence. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
First look traffic. What's happening, Glenn?
The freeways are moving along quite well along the Wasatch Front. Thank you. Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1205.
Reliability, steadiness, trusted voices.
I'll listen to KSL in the morning, and if I happen to be in my car and I'll notice it's close to top of the hour, then I'll go there to hear the news.
We have you covered at KSL News Radio.
In 400 AD, a forgotten time in ancient America, warrior prophet Moroni must preserve the history of his fallen nation while being hunted by a ruthless tyrant.
Where is the brave general now?
From Freestyle Releasing and Great Scott Entertainment comes...
The memory of my God!
The Oath.
My faith and my freedom! My wife and my son! Perfect.
The Oath, now playing in theaters. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. More information is available at oathmovie.com.
I'm a big believer in investing into what the wealthiest people in the world invest into. But it's not easy to know exactly what that is, and it hasn't always been possible for regular folks like you and I. But that's changing. I'm Jeff Jr. with Trajan Wealth, and if you've done a good job acquiring some assets, now is the time to consider private equity. Private equity is ownership of private companies that aren't traded on the stock market and in most cases are very exclusive. Examples could include ownership of apartments or nursing homes, dental practices, solar farms, you name it. Why do so many billionaires invest into private equity? Because of historically low correlation to the stock market and historically higher returns. If you have a goal with your portfolio but aren't there yet, call Trajan Wealth today. Call 801-899-7600. That's 801-899-7600.
Advisory services offered through Trajan Wealth, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. May require accreditation.
Getting help with plumbing repairs is easier than you think. All you have to do is call Any Hour Services or schedule an appointment at anyhourservices.com. No one helps more homeowners than Any Hour Services.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news. Recapping our top local story, meteorologists think it will be a white Christmas. After all, we have two storms headed our way this coming weekend. KSL News Time, 1207. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says the federal government is ready for what's expected to be a record-breaking holiday travel season. In a news conference today at Washington's Reagan National Airport, the Transportation Secretary urged travelers to pack their patience and to be nice.
The number of people, from flight attendants to pilots to the folks pushing the wheelchairs here at the airport to the people who clean the plane, all of those people have a part in getting you to where you're going. Let's say, in addition to not assaulting anyone, be nice to them and thank them for what they're doing to get you to your loved ones this holiday season.
The department also warned there may be some bad weather around Christmas and New Year's. But if you're driving this holiday season, it will be cheaper this year than last year. ABC's Alex Stone has details.
AAA says 104 million Americans will be driving on trips between Christmas and New Year's. And when we all hit the roads, it will be cheaper than last year, about 7 cents a gallon cheaper to fill up. The Energy Department reporting the average price of regular unleaded is now at $3.05 a gallon, down 8 cents in the past week. The cheapest gas is in Texas at $2.46 a gallon. The most expensive is in California, where regular unleaded is now at $4.36 a gallon. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Lithium battery fires are always a concern this time of year because of the gifts that you give may be powered by them. North Twilla Fire spokesman John Smith says you can prevent fires by using a battery's proper charger and keeping it away from flammable surfaces.
There's a lot of heat and a lot of kinetic energy coming off of that device. So if there's anything that can catch fire, nearby, you want to make sure that that's stored safely away from the ion battery.
Lithium batteries will become really hot or leak fluid if they're using the wrong charger. If there is a fire, pour water on it. Keeping kids entertained during winter break is a challenge many parents have for the next couple of weeks. Experts say it doesn't have to be so hard. Dr. Gina Robinson with Cleveland Clinic Children's Outdoor says children's outdoor activity is great.
Take a break. Everything doesn't have to be educational. But we don't want to spend the whole day looking at a screen or the whole day playing video games either, so trying to find the balance.
She says even video games can be good, though it's important to limit screen time. KSL News Time, 1209. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Granite Credit Union's new Dividend Plus checking account. Len Thomas, a little bit of rain out there. Is that affecting our drive?
A little bit of rain out there, but it does not seem to be affecting the drive too much at all. Not too bad, but if you're heading into Salt Lake from the West Desert on I-80, there's no problems there. Also coming in from Summer Park, from Snyderville and Atkinson's and Kimball Junction all the way into the valley, it's in good shape right now. Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
Cache Valley and the Northern Wasatch Front still stuck in inversion with gunky air, mostly cloudy skies, highs in the 30s. If you live in Utah Valley and the south end of Salt Lake Valley, you'll be in the 40s today. Partly cloudy tomorrow, 38 the high, with haze hanging around. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Light rain, still kind of smoggy in downtown Salt Lake City, 36 degrees. Coming up on Utah's Noon News, we'll get some finance tips from an expert to start your year off right on KSL. Streaming at home on any smart speaker and in your car at 102.7 FM. This is KSL News Radio, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get four lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get four lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
When you choose Performance Automotive in Bountiful, you're choosing selection, convenience, and exceptional service. Four locations: Performance Ford Lincoln, Performance Honda, Performance Toyota, and Ford Truck Country. All dedicated to delivering you the best auto experience anywhere. Looking for your first car? Maybe you want rugged power or the stylish ride of your dreams. New or used. See it all at PerformanceBountiful.com. PerformanceBountiful.com.
Where the steepest terrain meets the deepest snow. Snowbird is for the dedicated, those who seek a mountain experience beyond the greens, blues, and black diamonds. Averaging 500 inches of dry and light powder, unmatched steeps, and endless acres to explore. Snowbird is Utah's top powder getaway. Now with a Snowbird and Save lodging discount, receive 20% off on lift tickets, rentals, fast tracks, and more. When you stay slopeside at Snowbird, elevate your adventure with next level lodging and skiing this season by visiting Snowbird.com.
It's easy to think all money managers are pretty much the same, but at Fisher Investments, we're clearly different.
Different how? You sell high commission investment products, right?
No, Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission-based investment products.
Well, you must earn commissions on trades.
Nope, never at Fisher. We're a fiduciary, obligated to act in our client's best interest. It's the highest standard of care for a financial advisor.
How do you know what's in their best interest?
We get to know our clients and then tailor a portfolio based on their goals and needs.
But you probably sneak in some hidden and layered fees.
No, we have one transparent management fee structured so we do better when our clients do better.
Wow, you really do look out for your clients.
That's because our top priority is helping them achieve a comfortable retirement. It might be why most of our clients come from other money managers. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
Boyd Matheson on the pitfalls of politics.
I think the biggest thing we all have to reject is the status quo. We have to reject the kind of politics that have been served up to us and that we've bought into. The biggest question for all of us is, what are we afraid of? And often what we're afraid of is losing power. Politicians often tell us, you can vote for whoever you want, but if you vote for someone other than me, you'll lose power, you'll lose influence. And we have to reject that. Our voting right is our most sacred and fundamental right. Vote for the best person, even if they're not in either political party. Some will try to convince you that's throwing your vote away and the evil, awful other side is going to win because of that. That's what they want you to believe. Because if you're functioning out of a position of fear, we all lose. You'll vote for the status quo, and that keeps the status quo in power.
Join Inside Sources with Boyd Matheson, 1 to 3, on KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour first.
A warmer December has Utah wildlife officials urging people to be extra careful if you plan to go ice fishing this year. I'm KSL News Radio's Adam Small.
Second, gas prices are cheaper this holiday season despite inflation. Third, traffic and weather together, Len.
Traffic is rolling along nicely. No delays along the Wasatch Front freeways. I'm Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
Mostly cloudy skies today with some in the smog and some in the clear. I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now, light rain, 36 degrees downtown. Time for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. A funeral in Washington for someone remembered as an iconic figure who broke an important glass ceiling and who changed how people looked at American courts.
President Biden remembered Sandra Day O'Connor, the first woman to serve on the Supreme Court, as gracious and wise, civil and principled.
Sandra Day O'Connor, the daughter of the American West, was a pioneer in her own right.
The president said you didn't have to agree with all of O'Connor's decisions to recognize her principles were deeply held.
Equal justice under law is the noblest aspiration of humankind, and the aspiration of Sandra Day O'Connor, one that she pursued her whole life.
Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
Mobilizing to counter missile and drone attacks by Houthi rebels in Yemen on commercial ships in the Mideast, a multinational force that includes the U.S., an Italian frigate, to be among the defensive ships deployed, says U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, who's in the Mideast.
That operation is bringing together more than a dozen countries from around the world to conduct joint patrols in the Red Sea and the Gulf of Aden.
Israel is ready for another humanitarian pause to get aid into Gaza and hostages out, says Israeli President Herzog. Among those calling for those actions, a crowd of people who got through screening okay inside the U.S. Capitol building today, but after they got through, Capitol Police say they arrested 60 of the protesters. Signing a bill into law that creates a committee dedicated to studying reparations for the state's black citizens and to create a conversation about slavery and racism, New York Governor Kathy Hochul.
It doesn't mean fixing the past, undoing what happened. We can't do that. No one can. But it does mean more than giving people a simple apology 150 years later.
New York Governor, you're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. Improving finances and saving money is one of the most popular New Year's resolutions. DMBA certified financial planner Shane Stewart joined Dave and Dujanovic this morning with some do's and don'ts for the next year.
Yeah, the three things I tell people to do at a year end or the start of a year is to reflect, then refresh, and then recommit. And I think the first one, reflect, is really answers that question of how do I not make things worse? If you take a moment to reflect on the past year, not just on what you did, but how you spent, what were your spending patterns, those kinds of things, have the courage to just take a look back over the past year and see how that went, it will help you self-regulate. And what I mean by that is you'll be able to see, oh, I'm spending too much here, or I'm spending not enough there. And only you can decide that. You're the only one that can decide if that's enough or not enough in a certain category. Then you start to self-regulate by just reflecting back on what you did the past year.
He says there are a few tips to keep yourself from feeling overwhelmed.
I would say two things. One would be have a plan. And what I mean by that is a spending plan. Don't budget. Budgets are no fun. It's much more fun to spend. So have a spending plan. And then give yourself a break when you don't always stick to that. Things are tough. Inflation's a little higher now. It's hard, as you said, it's hard to get into a home. So don't beat yourself up if you're not always sticking to that. But it still is prudent. Sometimes we just throw up our hands and say, well, things are tough and I can't do it. But if you have a spending plan, at least it gives you a track to run on. You may not always be on that track, but it does give you a track to run on. And then just throw off discouragement when it doesn't always go that way. You're still sticking close to that spending plan. You're doing great.
That is certified financial planner Shane Stewart from DMBA. KSL News Time, 12:19. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Granite Credit Union's new Dividend Plus checking account. Let's check in now with Lynn Thomas.
Well, Maria, looking pretty good. I-15 through the Salt Lake Valley. All the good from the point of the mountain all the way to the downtown ramps or vice versa. Heading over the point of the mountain all the way to Spanish Fork with no delays. Also, I-80 is great up to Wanship or out to the Great Salt Lake, the Belt Routes and Bangor Highway. It is tight on State Street in Murray between 45th South and the mall down there onto the I-215. Cypress Checking account members enjoy discounted rates on auto and RV loans, free access to their credit scores and reports, and a suite of other products and perks. Learn more at cypresscu.com. Cypress Credit Union, your future is our future. Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7A forecast looks like 30s for the lower-lying areas of Salt Lake Valley for today, mostly cloudy skies. 38 tomorrow, partly cloudy up to 39 with partial clearing on Thursday. We're partly cloudy and dry on Friday, 41. How about rain, snow, showers on Saturday with clearing of the inversion, 42. We dip back off into the upper 30s Sunday and Monday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Cloudy, 36 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. The 7-day forecast is brought to you by Performance Automotive. Bountiful, quick check of the markets. The Dow right now up 0.5%, up more than 200 points. Complete update of your money news coming up next. KSL quarters for Christmas time, 1221.
Holiday stories from Shane Company customers.
My girlfriend thinks we're going to my parents' house to decorate the tree. She has no idea that I'm actually planning to propose. The whole family's in on it, and Shane Company helped me create the perfect ring and stay within my budget. I went with a classic ring with an oval diamond. I tell you, that diamond, I can't wait to see the look on her face.
Shop the largest selection of unique engagement rings and hand-picked diamonds. 'Tis the season to shine. Shane Company. Fine jewelry since 1929.
Introducing Yes Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. We're bringing all of Utah's favorite HVAC, plumbing, and electrical brands under one roof. Whether it's a small clog or a larger mainline sewer drain issue, the experienced technicians at Yes are ready to solve all of your drain problems. Take advantage of our 83 or It's Free mainline drain clearing special. Feel secure knowing the trusted professionals at Yes guarantee that if we can't clear it, you don't pay for it. Visit theyesmancan.com for details, terms, and conditions.
Let's get together for Christmas. Let's take our time and make new memories.
From everyone at Shields, we hope you enjoy the gift of family and friends this holiday season. It's a special time to get together with those you love to make new memories. Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays from all of us at Shields.
They say good things come to those who wait, but we both know the truth. If you want the good things in life, you've got to go out and get them. So if you've been dreaming of a Cadillac, don't wait. Head to Jerry Seiner Cadillac and get one for yourself. With their award-winning XT4, 5, and 6 models available on-site and the area's top selection of certified pre-owned Cadillacs, there's no need to wait to drive in luxury. Stop dreaming. Start driving. Visit Jerry Seiner and experience the Seiner difference.
Give the best gift a jazz fan can get. Tickets to a jazz game. Or treat yourself with our holiday ticket packs. Getting a pack not only gets you to a game. With every ticket purchase, you can get $15 in jazz notes. For in-arena concessions on merch at the team store. Plus, each ticket comes with a ticket to a Salt Lake City Stars game. Get your tickets now by calling or texting 801-355-DUNK. Or by visiting UtahJazz.com. Happy holidays from the Utah Jazz.
I don't remember every gift I got for Christmas. I'm more apt to remember the Christmas gifts I didn't get.
A Christmas Wish from KSL News Radio.
I wish my perspective was different as a child. And I'm not trying to beat up on myself here, but I do wish that I had a better understanding as a child that Christmas gifts did not grow on trees. And Mom and Dad had to come up with a lot of money all at once.
As kids, we don't know that. Understand that.
I did not know that. Time has taught me a lot about the value of Christmas not being the gifts.
So often, it's the records that are being played. It's that hot chocolate, the memories that last as much as anything.
I still want the Barbie townhouse, though.
Merry Christmas from Dave and Debbie and everyone at KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 1224, Utah's West Desert will soon be a space hub. KSL News Radio's Alexandria Bonilla reports.
Dugway Proving Ground will be a landing site for future Boeing Starliner missions. The spacecraft will transport crews, equipment, and supplies to and from NASA's International Space Station and other low Earth orbit destinations. The base is about 85 miles southwest of Salt Lake City and spans 800,000 acres. It was established during World War II as a chemical and biological defense testing ground and an evaluation and training ground for first responders. Now it will welcome astronauts all the way from space. Alexandria Bonilla, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 12:25, watching Utah's Money. Self-checkout is getting a makeover in multiple stores as the holiday shopping season hits its peak. Walmart removed self-checkout kiosks in three stores in New Mexico, and to reduce times, wait times, Target is now limiting the number of items to 10 that shoppers can scan in several stores nationwide. More than 300,000 air fryers are being recalled for burn hazards. Empower Brands is recalling two models of the Power XL Dual Basket Fryer. The plastic connector can break and burn users. America's biggest retailers are working to increase their shipping speeds. Walmart, Target, Amazon are all in on the shipping wars, and a movie retail expert says it will help them maintain a competitive edge against low-cost Chinese retailers. Amazon remains the king of speed. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow up 197 points, 0.5%, sitting at 37,503. S&P 500 up by 21, the NASDAQ up by 73 points. We are learning about the materials a satellite gathered from an asteroid and then landed in the desert here in Utah. KSL News Radio's Dale Spaulding has the story.
Space.com reports the asteroid has mixtures of magnesium, sodium, and phosphorus that scientists haven't seen like this before. It sounds like something out of a bad sci-fi movie. A satellite brings back samples to learn the origins of the universe and things go awry. Thing is, scientists figured they'd be able to learn something concrete by now.
Researchers say over time they hope to learn a lot from this cosmic sample.
One thing that is so good is the food that you get at Christmas.
Oh, you know my favorite is to make baklava.
A Christmas memory from KSL News Radio.
Not only do I just love making my grandmother's baklava, it's just so wonderful to share.
Christmas morning, I have a bowl of golden grams, and I'm just happy.
I need to come to your house. Your life is much simpler than mine.
Merry Christmas from Maria, Ton, and the KSL Greenhouse at KSL News Radio.
You can't expect a policeman to unclog your drain. You shouldn't ask a teacher to change your oil. And you wouldn't want a fireman to clean your teeth. So why would we let politicians take over our internet service? That's just not what they do. Experience proves government-run networks mean waste, corruption, and failure. One example called Utopia promised to provide internet service in 16 cities within a few years. But over 20 years and hundreds of millions of dollars later, a better name would be Dystopia. They say it's almost complete. We say stop wasting our money. Go to nogovinternet.com and tell lawmakers enough is enough. Local tax dollars are precious, and public employees have plenty to do already. Don't let politicians mess with our internet. Paid for by nogovinternet.com, a project of Domestic Policy Caucus.
I'm Andrew Saul, Commissioner of Social Security. I'm here to warn you about telephone scammers pretending to be government employees. Some of these scammers may say threatening things like you will be arrested if you don't make payments or provide personal information. Do not fall for these tricks. These calls are not from us. Real Social Security employees will never threaten you for information or money. If you receive a call like this, hang up. Never give the caller your personal information, like your Social Security number or bank account, or send money in any form, cash, gift cards, wire transfers, or prepaid debit cards. Report the call to our law enforcement arm, the Office of the Inspector General, at oig.ssa.gov. Share this information with your friends and family.
KSL News Time, 12:29. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Granite Credit Union's new Dividend Plus checking account. Here's Len Thomas.
Well, cruising along in the midday with a very good traffic pattern right now. There's no delays on the freeways. It's still stacked up on State Street in Murray, though, near the Fashion Place Mall. And a couple of the shopping centers. Let's see, a little bit of slowing on the Mountain View Corridor coming off of I-80 toward the 201. And Foothill Drive is busy making your way from the University of Utah over toward the I-80. Western Nut Company Holiday Gift Centers are located in Layton Hills, Newgate in Ogden, the shops at Southtown and Sandy, Fashion Place Mall in Murray, and University Place in Orem. Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
We've seen partial clearing of the inversion, mainly Utah Valley and the south end of Salt Lake Valley. Salt Lake City northward still locked in. Highs will be in the 30s today with mostly cloudy skies. Overnight, dipping off in the 20s and 30s. Tomorrow we'll likely see some haze around, partly cloudy skies, highs in the upper 30s, but if you've broken the inversion, you're in the 40s. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
You're listening to Utah's New News with Maria Chaleos
on KSL News Radio,
102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon. It's 12:30 at KSL. Mostly cloudy skies and only 36 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. KSL's top story this hour. It's a month later than promised, but Salt Lake City's first legal homeless camp is open. KSL News Radio's Hugo Ricard-Bell has details.
There was a delay in setting up the camp after officials couldn't find a service provider, but the first legal temporary homeless shelter has now opened in Salt Lake City and is welcoming residents before the coldest days arrive this winter. The site near 600 West and 300 South has an initial capacity of about 50 beds in private pods. They have locks on the doors and heating and cooling facilities. The site is mirrored off similar camps in Las Vegas that has seen some success in helping homeless communities. Hugh Ricard-Bell, KSL News Radio.
The director of homelessness policy for the Salt Lake City Mayor's Office, Andrew Johnston, says the shelter will be run by nonprofit group Switchpoint.
Their ability to get up and running quickly is really helpful here. It only took them a couple of weeks to get their staff who are already there ready to go.
This shelter helps make sure more people have shelter this winter, since Johnston says almost all shelters are full at full capacity. Department of Housing and Urban Development says homelessness has hit a record high, seeing a 12% increase nationally. They cite rising housing costs and pandemic aid ending. Dan Benshoff with Volunteers of America Utah isn't surprised.
Anecdotally, if you just drive around downtown or anywhere in the city, in the valley, you can kind of surmise that homeless population is growing. You know, I don't think it takes a rocket scientist to come to that conclusion.
Benshoff says their shelters are near capacity most of the time. Utah reports a 4% increase in the homeless population year over year. A senior tax relief program is at risk. KSL News Radio's Alexandria Bonilla reports.
The Circuit Breaker program targets low-income homeowners 66 years old and up. It offers a cut on their annual tax property bill, but it's extremely underutilized, according to research by the Utah Investigative Journalism Project in partnership with the Standard Examiner. The amount of aid is determined by incomes in each county, but each county is not paying the same amount of attention to it. State Tax Commission figures show the income cap sits at a little over $38,000, but it hasn't been adjusted for recent inflation and market estimates. Salt Lake City utilized the break the most, giving 2,185 seniors a credit of around $1.4 million total. Alexandria Bonilla, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories. Texas Governor Greg Abbott signed a new law allowing local and state law enforcement to detain and arrest migrants that they suspect crossed into the country illegally. ABC's Maria Villarreal reports.
There is some concern from local law enforcement. How will this be enforced? And then where will you put these migrants once they are detained? Previously, we saw that the state was actually working with local jails that had been closed down, but there's no plan in place just yet.
Governor Abbott is doubling down on his controversial law, saying Texas has a right to defend its borders. Coal is once again being used as a major fuel inside U.S. power plants. Here's ABC's Jim Ryan.
The Energy Information Administration predicts that the combined power generated by wind and solar will eclipse coal-based electricity next year. The administration has set a goal of carbon-free power by 2035, but even as renewables overtake old-school coal, they still aren't the most widely used fuel. Natural gas powers the majority of U.S. power plants by a long shot.
It's been almost 150 years since it was first used to generate electricity on a mass scale. An iconic American company is selling to a foreign entity.
If the name U.S. Steel evoked even a tinge of patriotic pride, the Pittsburgh-based manufacturer is making a disappointing change. The company announcing a $15 billion sale to Japan's largest steel maker, Nippon Steel. A press release touts the strategic benefits, a stronger ability to meet the growing demand for high-grade steel, the move toward decarbonization, and worldwide capabilities. U.S. Steel also promising union agreements will be honored. Pennsylvania Senator John Fetterman is blasting the sale as wrong for workers and wrong for Pennsylvania and says he'll use his position and platform to try and block it. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
Other national stories KSL is following. When a toilet is flushed in California, that water, once treated, could end up in ice skating rinks, man-made snow on ski slopes for irrigation, and soon it could end up in a drinking glass.
California regulators are voting on new rules to let water agencies in the state recycle wastewater and to put it right back into the pipes to carry drinking water to taps. As California keeps going through droughts, it's battled with ways to have enough drinking water, and public sentiment on recycling wastewater has evolved. If approved, new rules would let water agencies take wastewater, treat it, and put it back into the drinking water system. Colorado is the only other state that allows it. Alex Stone, ABC News.
KSL News Time, 12:35. Let's get first look traffic with Len Thomas.
Well, it's an amazing noon hour, I think, Maria. No real traffic problems on the freeways, not any on the side streets, the surface streets. A little bit of slowing in Harriman on the Mountain View corridor as you make your way through Rose Crest. Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL Quarters for Christmas Time, 12:36.
Join us on the community's number one resource for news and fair, enlightening talk.
Listening to Dave and Debbie talk about the Israeli conflict was not one-sided. I really appreciate that.
Listen between 9 and noon each weekday
on KSL News Radio.
Hello, car donation hotline.
Hi, I'd like to donate a car to the Utah Kidney Foundation. Are you in Utah?
Awesome. Let's get some info and we'll send you a tow truck.
But I want my car donation to benefit my neighbor in Farmington who needs a transplant. Are you in Utah?
That's a naw. I'm in SoCal, but you're still donating to charity.
What charity?
Does it matter?
Yes, I want my donation to stay in Utah.
Righteous, dude. You need to call Tow Cars in Utah. Locals only, am I right?
Oh, yeah. I remember Tow Cars with a K like kidney. It's on a billboard somewhere. TOWKARS.ORG. That's it. Towcars.org.
If you'd like your vehicle donation to help Utah kidney patients in the Beehive State, please use the web address on their billboard, towcars.org, to donate your old car or truck. That's TOWK like kidney ARS. Towcars.org.
Derek Overstreet, founder of the New Millennium Group. We're a financial planning firm. Listen, we're fiduciaries. We have advisors standing by right now to take your call. That's 888-999-6370, 888-999-6370. The reason you're going to want to call is we're going to help you retire 3 to 5 years before you thought possible. Now, imagine how that would be if you could actually retire 3 to 5 years sooner than your plan was. The way we do this is by putting together a step-by-step plan, taking into consideration any rental properties that you have, any pension income that you have, your Social Security. Listen, we put that all together for you in writing. It will allow us to build your income based on inflation. You know, inflation has been rapidly rising. You and I both need a plan that whatever we start out our income at, in 5 or 10 years, we're going to need 40% more income. So if you're one of those people listening and you'd like a plan in writing, give us a call at 888-999-6370. That's 888-999-6370. Or go to utahsfinancialplanner.com.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's Noon News, recapping our top local story. Salt Lake City's first sanctioned homeless camp is open right before some of our coldest days. KSL News Time, 12:38. One company in St. George is teaching your taxi how to fly. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit reports.
St. George-based Intergalactic is known for creating thermal management systems for avionics. They were recently selected by Eve Air Mobility to create the temperature control systems for a new generation of flying taxis. Intergalactic's cut could bring jobs and capital investment to southern Utah.
If all goes well, the American cities could begin seeing the first vertical tail-off taxis as soon as 2026. One person has been arrested after police say he brandished a gun during a road rage incident on I-15 near Centerville last night. Sergeant Cameron Roden with the Utah Highway Patrol says no one was hurt, but it's another reminder that we need to keep our emotions in check behind the wheel.
People make mistakes while driving. We can't take those mistakes personal. We have to make sure that we're safe for everybody while we're driving, because these road rage situations often escalate to a point where crashes happen or situations like this that put a lot of people in danger, not just the people involved.
Roden says the driver is facing potential charges. The family of a man who is severely injured from a wrong-way collision is speaking out. Alyssa Luke says her boyfriend, Ronald Kraus, was on his way home after visiting with her when a wrong-way driver hit him head-on.
We just want to talk to him and be like, are you okay? Even though we know he's in so much pain, we just want to hear him say something.
Kraus broke more than a dozen bones and suffered a severe brain injury. Utah's black license plates appear to be very popular. KSL News Radio's Britt Johnson has more.
Senator Lincoln Fillmore helped push the plates into circulation, and he says there's been a wait list for them since they came out in July. It took several years to get the approval, but now that they're out, they've raised almost $2 million to help benefit the State Historical Society. And Fillmore says they also look really cool.
Now, the new plates cost the same as most other specialty plates. KSL News Time, 12:39. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Granite Credit Union's new Dividend Plus checking account. Here's Len Thomas.
Well, the freeway is showing great pacing and pacing and spacing. If you're heading up for some skiing, roads looking mostly dry in Little and Big Cottonwood Canyons above Ogden. The roads looking dry up on Trappers Loop up to Ogden, and even by Manaway over to Logan. You're looking pretty good in Sardine Canyon. Mortgage rates have fallen. Lower your payment. Find out more at loansbyrick.com. Equal housing lender, NMLS 287-106. That's loansbyrick.com. Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
Courtesy of a little wave in the atmosphere last night, some of us have seen some clearing from the inversion. Salt Lake City downtown 36 and most of northern Wasatch Front. We've got mostly cloudy skies today with haze. Overnight, we'll dip off into the 20s. For tomorrow, 38, partly cloudy, with some in the haze. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Mostly cloudy, 36 degrees downtown. Coming up on Utah's New News, the poor air quality affects your health in multiple ways. We'll find out how in just a moment on KSL, streaming online at kslnewsradio.com and in your car at 102.7 FM. This is KSL News Radio, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Guys, does she need a little escape this year? Introducing Cozy Escape Pajamas from Pajamagram, America's PJ experts. These PJs are just the getaway she needs. So take that time off and plan a holiday staycation. Cozy Escape Pajamas make the perfect gift for your special someone who deserves a little rest and relaxation. Treat her to luxurious, next-level cozy signature soft fleece. They're as light as a dream and will keep her oh so warm, like snuggling in her favorite blanket. She'll love to cuddle in Cozy Escape PJs on those extra chilly nights. With Pajamagram, you can even add gift packaging. Order now for guaranteed delivery by Christmas. She's missed out on a lot of things she loves this year, so this Christmas, give her the escape she deserves. These new PJs are selling fast, so order today. Go to pajamagram.com right now. That's pajamagram.com to order Cozy Escape Pajamas. Pajamagram.com.
At Intermountain Primary Children's Hospital, we made a bold promise to build the nation's model health system for children. Join us in realizing our vision for the future of pediatric care, so together we can expand primary children's impact and ensure every child has access to the right care at the right place at the right time. For a century, Primary Children's has kept the child first and always. Help us continue to do so for the next 100 years. To get involved, visit primarypromise.org.
Advertising used to be simple. Your options were radio, TV, newspaper, and let's not forget the yellow pages. Now it seems like a tidal wave of options. Podcasts, cable TV, streaming, OTT, CTV, audio networks, smart speakers. On top of that, you need digital marketing for your website along with SEM, SEO, display, video, YouTube, email, and all the social media platforms.
Look, you're the expert in your business. Wouldn't it be nice to have an expert to market you? We are Bonneville Salt Lake, the local marketing and media company you know and trust. We reach customers across all digital and social platforms and have the reach of traditional advertising available as well. We find your customer anytime, any place, anywhere on any device here in Utah or anywhere in the world. We work to optimize your results with our in-house local team of experts, providing you with qualified leads, not just impressions. Contact Todd Larson at KSL for a free consultation, including a complete digital audit with no obligation or cost to you. Call 801-244-4822, 801-244-4822.
Dave and Dejanovic.
We can have disagreements and still be friends. So often, I think people think that just because we disagree, that we're enemies. That we are not. We're great friends, even though we disagree.
I hope listeners take away something new every day, a new detail they hadn't heard before. And I also hope our show opens their minds to new ideas, new ways of thinking of things.
Listen for Dave and Dejanovic 9 to noon on KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 12:45. The three things you need to know this hour first.
It looks like Utah is on the nice list because a storm system is on the way this weekend that will drop some snow in the mountains and clear out all the bad air from the valleys just in time for Christmas. I'm KSL News Radio's Alessandra Harris.
Second, warmer temperatures are making ice fishing extra dangerous, and officials are warning people to be extra careful. Third, traffic and weather together, Len.
We got a crash southbound Harrison Boulevard at 32nd Street in Weber County. Right shoulder, yielding a little bit of slowing past Weber State, and Riverdale Road is tied in areas over to I-84. Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
A case of the have and have-nots today. Some in the inversion, and some have broken it. I'm Matt Johnson.
Cloudy, 36 degrees downtown. Time for KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. A Washington funeral service remembering the first woman to serve on the Supreme Court, Justice Sandra Day O'Connor. Chief Justice John Roberts talking about his own nomination to the court to succeed O'Connor.
Reporters had asked her what she thought of the nomination. She had nice things to say, but ended by noting that the only problem was I didn't wear a skirt. My initial reaction was, of course, everything's negotiable.
The ACLU of Texas, the Texas Civil Rights Project, have filed a lawsuit challenging the newest state law, giving police authority to arrest people illegally crossing from Mexico into Texas, giving judges power to send them back or imprison repeat offenders. Israel's ready for another humanitarian pause, says Israeli President Herzog, adding that it's up to Hamas. 60 of these protesters calling for a ceasefire face charges after doing this in the U.S. Capitol. This is ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. Utah has some of the worst air quality in the nation today, and it is impacting people in multiple ways. Pulmonary and critical care physician at Intermountain Health, Dr. Denitsa Blagev, joins us now. Dr. Blagev, thanks so much for being with me.
Thanks so much for having me.
So first of all, what does breathing in this air do to our lungs?
So for people that are especially sensitive, people might notice immediate effects. So things like throat irritation, cough, shortness of breath, or chest tightness. But even if we don't have any immediate symptoms, breathing in that air pollution can have health consequences.
Does it also have consequences for us externally? Does it affect our skin, things like that?
Skin is not usually the thing that people complain about, but when we breathe it in, so mucous membranes, some people report kind of eye or throat kind of things, but the really dangerous particles are actually the tiny, tiny ones that you don't see that not only get into the lungs, but actually get into the bloodstream and then can cause inflammation and even things you might not think about with air pollution. So things such as heart attack risk increases, stroke risk increases, and others.
And that's not to mention what it's doing for our moods.
Yeah, that's for sure.
So is there anything that we can do to protect ourselves?
So I think one of the things to recognize is that air pollution is not a static thing. So it can, the levels of particulates in the air can really vary depending on the time of day and even the geographic location. So looking up the numbers where you are is helpful. If the air pollution is bad, stay indoors. Generally, that's a cleaner air environment than being outdoors. And if you're going to exercise, do it indoors if the pollution is bad.
Yeah, I wonder about those joggers. How much more are they being affected? I mean, they're breathing so heavily as they're running outside.
Yeah, that's right. So that's sort of like a day where jogging indoors might be better, or changing, kind of going up at higher altitude, or geographically changing where you go, or changing the time of day. The other group I worry about on days with bad air pollution is actually school-age kids, you know, and playing outdoors in recess. So especially kids with asthma that might be more vulnerable. Those are kind of the other activity group that you know, we want to be cautious with.
Mm-hmm. Doctor, anything you might like to add that I haven't asked you about?
I think just overall, air pollution is a community problem. It affects all of us, whether we think we're in a sensitive group or not. And trying to be mindful in terms of reducing emissions, so reducing driving, not doing any wood burning on high air pollution days, and really working toward cleaner air quality for everyone.
We appreciate your time. Thank you so much for joining me.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Live on the KSL Newsline from Intermountain Health, that is Dr. Danica Blagoff. And you've been listening to the KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. Let's get you up to date on the drive now. Traffic and Weather Together is brought to you by Granite Credit Union's new Dividend Plus checking account. Len, you have a problem up in Weber County?
Yes, we have a problem. It's a crash southbound Harrison Boulevard at about 32nd Street, right shoulder. A little bit of slowing past Weber County. Riverdale Road's pretty busy. There's a lot of shopping this time of the year, as you can imagine, as you make your way over toward I-84. Otherwise, a little bit of slowing in Kaysville on 200 North as you come off the freeway, and in Salt Lake Valley. I don't know what's going on down there. Very tight traffic on 35th South. Now, that was going on yesterday west of I-15. Now it's east of I-15 past the Chinatown Supermarket over to State Street. Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-day forecast, mostly cloudy today with highs in the 30s. Yes, we'll be seeing the smog, especially in the Salt Lake Valley and points northward. 38 tomorrow, partly cloudy. We go to 39 on Thursday, up to 41 by Friday. Next best chance to really clear the air, that's Saturday, 42, with rain, snow, showers. We'll go mostly cloudy to partly cloudy as we work into Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Just a bit of sunshine in downtown Salt Lake City. Mostly cloudy skies, 37 degrees. And the 7-day forecast is brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. Taking a quick check of the markets, the Dow still up, not quite as high as it was earlier, but up by 179 points. Complete update of your money news coming up next.
Hi, this is Doug Wright. The holiday season is definitely here, and if you are struggling with that special person on your Christmas gift list, you just don't know what to get them. They've already got everything. I'll tell you what they don't have. They don't have a gift card to Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Everybody loves the delicious food that awaits you at either location. Ruth's Chris Steakhouse, Hotel Park City, maybe after a day of skiing, perfect. And then think of all the great events that are happening in downtown Salt Lake City. There's a Ruth's Chris Steakhouse waiting for you right in the heart of the city at 275 Southwest Temple. Get in there and make your reservations for special events this holiday season, including New Year's, and that gift card, trust me on that. Perfect stocking stuffer. Ruth's Chris Steakhouse with those sizzling steaks served on that 500-degree plate. You're going to love the meal that awaits you at Ruth's Chris Steakhouse.
In 400 AD, a forgotten time in ancient America, warrior prophet Moroni must preserve the history of his fallen nation while being hunted by a ruthless tyrant.
Where is the brave general now?
From Freestyle Releasing and Great Scott Entertainment comes
the memory of my God,
the oath,
my faith and my freedom, my wife and my son.
Perfect. The Oath, now playing in theaters. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. More information is available at oathmovie.com.
Do you have chirping smoke detectors? What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and if you've ever experienced chirping smoke detectors, you already know how annoying it can be. A great first step to try and stop the chirping is to change the batteries. If the chirping continues, it's possible that your smoke detector has gone bad. As a matter of fact, a lot of people don't even realize that manufacturers recommend replacing the smoke detector altogether after 10 years. If you remove the smoke detector from the wall, on the back, you should find a date of when it was made. Do a little math, and you'll know how old it is. Now, Any Hour Services knows being a homeowner means you've got a list a mile long of things to do around the house, and check my electrical system probably isn't one of them. That's why we've put together this radio special for any homeowners listening. One of our licensed electricians will perform a comprehensive inspection of your electrical system that includes testing those smoke detectors and give you a full written report for only $29. But you have to mention this ad when you call. Call Any Hour Services to schedule at 801-443-7300. 801-443-7300. Any Hour Services.
KSL News Time, 12:54. We're hearing about a health update on Celine Dion from her sister. ABC's Rhiannon Alley has more.
Claudette Dion saying Celine is working hard, but she doesn't have control over her muscles. Dion's condition is progressive and incurable. It causes the body to attack its own nerve cells and can affect mobility, vision, and speech. Her sister says Dion hopes to perform again one day. The idea is to return to the stage. In which state? I do not know. The vocal cords are muscles, and the heart is also a muscle. We can't find any medicine that works, but having hope is important.
Now, Dion was diagnosed with stiff person syndrome. It's a rare neurological disorder a year ago. KSL News Time, 12:55, watching Utah's money. The $20 billion deal between Adobe and design company Figma has been called off after a backlash over antitrust concerns. Both companies said the path to regulatory approvals by the European Commission and UK Markets Authority were just too messy. Electric vehicle startups are starting to struggle. A Wall Street Journal analysis found that at least 18 EV and battery startups are set to run out of cash by next year. The median stock among the companies is down more than 80%. If you want an electric vehicle, experts say there are at least a few weeks of the month that might be the right time to do it. Right now, buyers can get an EV tax credit of up to $7,500 on a wide selection of models. But starting January 1st, the selection narrows and the tax credit will be prorated. Taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow is up by 186 points or 0.5%, sitting at 37,492. S&P is up by 21 points and the NASDAQ up by 76 points. An out-of-this-world video makes a lengthy journey.
High-definition TV from 19 million miles away. To you, that might sound like just a nice tune, but in reality, it's a video that NASA has beamed back to Earth using lasers. The video is of a cat named Taters chasing a laser pointer, part of a demonstration of technology that allows data to fly through space even faster than many broadband connections here on Earth. Sherry Preston, ABC News.